Well, I was born in a place called Lewisham, which is close to central London, and then I lived in a place called Bromley, which is further out towards Kent. In my house there was a porchway, so after you go through the front door, you go through a window door first, and then the front door, and then there'd be a hallway with stairs leading up to the second level on the right, and then directly to the left is the living room, which was it was a small living room. Then they enlarged it, so it was a fairly large size living room with the television, the fish tank, the couch, and then on the other side of that was the dining room, which led straight out into the kitchen, and that was pretty much it for the lower level. Yeah. And then upstairs there were the bedrooms. Mm-hmm. My bedroom was on the right as you go upstairs. And then there's a hallway with my brother's bedroom on the left, and opposite him was the bathroom, which was just the bath and the sink. And then further on down the hallway was just the toilet in another room. And then my parents' bedroom was just beyond that. Well, my bedroom was originally a guest bedroom. And so it had a sink in it, and it had extra lighting, and it was more well-equipped than a normal bedroom, just because it was almost like a hotel bedroom, like a bed and breakfast-style hotel bedroom.
Right.
It was very nice. Well, Bromley used to be estates for mansions, so basically what they did is they just divided up the gardens into smaller plots, so everybody's garden was very nice, very, very decorated, very landscaped. So our garden had lots of walls, lots of trees, a little shed in the back. It was a very nice garden. Even though it was a nice part of the country, it was still too dangerous for kids to go out, just because, you know, like abductions and that kind of thing. It wasn't an average thing that kids would play in the street like they kind of do here. Mm-hmm. Like when we came here, there was like the first thing we did was I went with a lot of friends, which I never did in England. We were basically in England after school, you went home and watched television. And that was just what everyone did. Like, there's a big television community.
Okay.
Everyone watched TV. Everyone knew what each other was watching.
With your friends or with...
No, just on your own.
Really?
And then you go to school the next day and you talk about it. And that was kind of how they created a community there. It was a good community, mm-hmm. that kind of style. But then we came to Canada and it was very... Everyone went out on the street to play.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone went to each other's houses and it was much different. It was a different style. Not many people... watch TV in the same way, so you didn't know what each other was watching. There's way more channels. Like in England, there's 4 channels, so everybody probably would have watched what you were watching.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas here, there's 50 channels, and
right.
not everybody watches the same thing as you, so you can't talk about TV the same way.
Right.
So it's a different style of interactions between people,
okay.
different things to talk about. It was kind of a narrator. I played the narrator, and I basically walked the audience through a relationship that happened in 12 steps, and I had my 2 actors played a typical male and a typical female, and they acted it out as it happened, right up until the very end when they broke up, which was part of the 12 steps, and then at the very end, they kind of take control, and they create their own steps, and they fight back against the narrator, and at the end, they take control, basically. The whole point of it was that relationship is more than 12 steps. We didn't win, but the audience really, really got into it. It was. They really seemed to laugh a lot and even applauded at points, which was very nice. Yeah, it went quite well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. That's a bit more Cockney. Drop the T's and the H's.